More developments on the lawyers' abuse of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The Associated Press now reports that hotels and recreation centers could end up out of business after being forced to comply with the law. Nick Gillespie from Reason.tv is in D.C. This is a story which the Times had, New York Times had big time yesterday. There are further developments on it today. Americans with Disabilities Act really being abused by lawyers and professional plaintiffs. Now, look, Nick, I put it to you. There's nothing you can do here. It's a lousy piece of badly written legislation, vicious lawyers, and corrupt plaintiffs who are in a business here. There's nothing you can do, is there?
Well, I think the first thing to understand is that this is not really an abuse of the law. This is doing what the law was intended to kind of facilitate. I think the Americans with Disabilities Act, which was passed in 1990 by a Republican president, George H.W. Bush, who was the signature kind of career capper for Bob Dole, who himself is disabled. It is a classic case of very good intentions leading to very bad law, and essentially outcomes which, to the extent they're positive, were already in place and in process before you brought in the federal government with the ability to really lower the boom on businesses and employers in a way that really doesn't help the disabled.
Now, you're a libertarian. I'm sure you caught Judge Napolitano's point yesterday that you can't sue the federal government. If the federal government runs a bagel shop and it doesn't have wheelchair accessibility, you cannot sue that particular bagel shop, can you?
I am very confident that if the federal government ran a bagel shop, nobody would be eating there anyway, so it's kind of a moot point. What I focus on more in something with Americans with Disabilities Act is less the philosophical grounding of it, rather, and just the empirical results of it. Very few people have been able to find anything positive to say about the federal Americans with Disabilities Act. It has not increased the labor force participation rate of handicapped people, which was its main goal. It has not really created a groundswell of kind of empathy for handicapped people for the simple reason that that was already in place before the law was written. What we need to understand is the ADA is a classic case of kind of certifying social convention that have been ongoing both at the state level but also in kind of common culture, civic culture. It's the type of law that makes it, it layers on top of everything else, all the difficulties, all the subjective evaluations, federal penalties for failing to go along with attitudes and changes in business practice, both as for customers as well as employees, that had already been happening.
All right. Nick Gillespie, thanks very much for joining us, as always. Appreciate your input. Thank you.